Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show, we're going to talk about yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know, it's amazing how all of us are surrounded by constant, repeated, daily negativity. People that just don't have any belief in anything, even those that claim they got all the faith in the world and all the faith in the universe, when you really listen to them and you really look at them, you see that they don't really have faith in anything. They don't have faith in anything that they can't see or anything that isn't on the same sheet of music that they're on, and then a lot of them are on some really sorry and sad-sounding music, to be honest. So today, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to talk to you about is your ability to succeed, your ability to move forward, your ability to live your dreams, your ability to live the life that you truly want to live, to have the relationships that you want to have, and to do the things that we all know that you truly deserve. However, you have to believe that you deserve them and then do the things necessary to go forth and make them happen. Now, a little bit about me really quickly. One, I have done a lot of things. Two, I have not done everything. Three, I plan to do a lot more things, and I plan to do a lot more growing and learning and understanding that the more I find out that I know, I find out the more I don't know. So with that said, today's show is really about helping not only you, but also helping myself, because guess what? There's an old saying that goes, when positive things come out of your mouth, they go back into what? Back into your ears. So the stuff that I'm sharing with you, I'm also sharing with myself. It's not that I don't say it every day, but it's the fact that I do say it every day that keeps me motivated. It's the fact that I do believe what I'm saying that keeps me going. It's the fact that I know that you have great and amazing abilities. You know, I said to somebody the other day that, you know, people are really strange. Can somebody explain to me why we spend our days praying to the sky, yet we won't talk to our neighbors? We spend a ton of energy on things that we can't change, while the things that we can change go unchanged, go unadjusted, go unlooked at, and nobody seems to truly care. We right now, as Americans, are in some pretty interesting economic times. I can't really say they're bad economic times because of the fact that look around you. There's a whole lot of construction going on. There's new buildings going up. There's new things being done. There's all types of people spending all types of money. So that means that even though a lot of us perceive this as bad economic times, it clearly isn't bad for everybody. It clearly isn't, you know, everybody looking at they're going to lose their house or not be able to pay their rent or having to, you know, live in the cold or all of these different things. There are a lot of people that are living lives that are actually quite amazing. And the interesting thing is, especially in businesses, I know that there's a lot of you out there that may be entrepreneurs or sole proprietors or business owners or working for different industries. Well, there's a lot of businesses out there that these times are doing really well for them as far as their overall bottom line. Of course, they don't want you to know that, because if you knew that they were doing so well, you would want their prices to drop. You would want them to, you know, give their share. You would want them to, you know, do the right thing. Well, most of them aren't going to do the right thing. Matter of fact, a lot of us aren't doing the right thing. We are supporting things that really don't need our support. They're doing fine without us. But one of the reasons that they're doing so well is because we keep giving them our support. You know, years ago, someone told me, or for years I heard people say that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, Zurian, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, Zurian, you need to understand the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, I'm telling you, in today's time with social media and everybody getting bombarded, you know, because back when they said the squeaky wheel got the grease, you were getting probably, I don't know, anywhere from a couple of hundred to maybe up to 3,000 people trying to sell you something a day. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting over 30,000 people trying to put stuff in your head, trying to talk you into buying something, trying to get you to go in different directions at any given time of the day. So that's 30,000 to a few hundred to 3,000. So we're talking the early 1900s. We're looking at, I don't know, let's say, you know, well, let's say 1960, 1980, we're talking about 3,000 messages per day. Now here in 2014, which is what this year is, we're looking at 30,000 stimuluses coming at us at any time. As the great Tony and famous Tony Robbins would say, we have become masters of deletion, except I think that most of us are deleting things that we really should be keeping. A lot of us are ignoring things that we really ought to ignore. A lot of us are giving attention to things that really don't deserve our attention or our time. You know, we're so bombarded with the negativity. I mean, I look at Facebook, I look at TV, I look at the news, and to be honest, I don't really look at much of the news. I almost look at zero TV, and I do look at Facebook and LinkedIn and all other social medias, but I don't really look at the news feeds because it's garbage and it's programming. So today what I'd like to talk about, as I was saying before, is what do you believe in? What is the thing that you truly want out of your life? You know, are you really living your day as a queen or your day as another fabulous year? Is this 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and on going to be the years that you look back on and look forward to with a smile and a grin, and that smile and that grin be real? Because for a lot of you, you're just making it through the day. You know, I don't care what your car is. I don't care what your house looks like. I'm talking about in reality. You're not doing anything that helps you grow you. You're not doing anything that's helping you to become a better you. You're not really living your dream. You're just subsisting. You're just existing. You're just doing enough to get by. You know, the great Les Brown said there's greatness within all of us. And he was right. You know, there is greatness within all of us. However, very few of us will take the chance or put the effort in to finding out what that greatness is, what that true gift is. And to me, especially, and some of you aren't going to take this nice, but for all of you religious people, to me that's a sin, because there's a saying that God has already given you everything that you need. So if God has given you everything that you need, please explain to me why all of y'all keep bugging him. If he already knows the outcome, he already knows which way you can or can't go, why don't we pick the directions that are going to point us in the direction that you believe that God would want you to go, instead of taking that path most traveled, which is what most of us do? Stop following people that don't do you or mean you any good, and start dealing with people that do mean you some good. So again, what does your 2014 look like? You know that you can do all of these things. You know that you have greatness in you. You know that you have the ability. You may just need to sharpen the saw, so to speak, or you may just need to climb the tree and look down and make sure that you're in the right jungle and on the right path so that you can get where you need to go. What do you need to do that? Well, do you need to remove some of those negative Neds and some of those negative Nellies from your life? Do you need to take another course? Do you need to enhance your ability to grow as a person? As in, is there some books that you need to read? Maybe you need to put down that love novel, you know, and start looking at maybe some Microsoft stuff or some negotiating stuff or some business stuff or some networking stuff. You know, a lot of you guys are out there and you are great social animals. Oh, my God. You can talk to anybody and you can talk about just about anything. And you're going out there to these networking events and you're meeting people and you're interacting and you're going back and forth and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're all over the place. But are you getting any business? Are you really networking with these people? Are you trying to be interested instead of being interesting? Are you really growing your bottom line? Are you setting up for your tomorrows? You know, when you look at, let's say, a place like Walmart, which is, we're going to talk about them because what are they? They are one of the largest organizations that there are. When you look at Walmart, when you look at some of the big conglomerates, when you look at the fashion industry, when you look at the car industry, when you look at all of these different things, what do they do that most of us don't do, be it it's in your day-to-day life or it's in your business life? They set up what they're going to do for the year before. You know, you go out to the store and you think that you're shopping for fashion and this is the latest thing and this is the greatest thing. Well, somebody picked that outfit for you a year ago, 2 years ago. Somebody picked those colors for you a year ago, 2 years ago. When you go to buy a car, don't think that you're buying that car because that's just the color you have to have. You've already been programmed. You've already been set on a particular path, and then from that, somebody has decided what choices you were going to have. So your mindset that you have choices is, yes, you have the choices that someone else has had choices to pick from to figure out what it is that they're going to offer you. You know, you look at the latest TV soap opera or reality TV. That's a script, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you get upset? You know, it was amazing because somebody said something to me and I thought that it was so true. Actually, it was, what was his name? Brendan Burchard. Brendan Burchard said something to the effect of, we don't know what we don't know, yet people think they know, but they don't know, and then from what they think they know, they really don't know that someone else gave them that thought. Now, that was kind of convoluted, but I think you kind of get it. The whole thing is that if you want to be happy, then that means you have to decide to be happy, and then you have to take the action to be happy. But in order for you to truly be happy, you have to truly be you. And as long as you're being someone else, you can never be you. If you're going out to a networking event and you're just blah, 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 nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody is seeing what you're saying and hearing what you're saying because everybody's waiting for what? Their opportunity to speak. So if everybody's waiting for their opportunity to speak and you are one of those people that's also doing the same thing, then that means you're like cattle. You're being herded to slaughter because there was another saying that someone said that I thought was really great, and he said that no matter what you do, you can't get through this life alive. So if you already know what your end is going to be, shouldn't the spaces between the commas, the spaces between the dots be magnificent, be amazing? Do you want to leave a legacy or do you want to leave debt? Do you want to have a life worth living where you know that on your deathbed you've done every possible thing that you can do to not only bring joy to others but also to bring joy to yourself? You know, I was talking with a lady, actually Facebooking with a lady that is awesome. The lady is phenomenal, and she's doing awesome things. She just put a program out that she sent up to, I believe, my niece goes to the school, and I can't think of the name of the school, but up in Pennsylvania, you know, she sent some documents up there to see if she could get the accreditation for it, and it's looking really great. Matter of fact, it's not only looking really great, but because this young lady not only did the work, she did the work and put it together so that when somebody looked at it, they were like, oh, my God, we have to have this, that they're bumping her program. There's a very strong possibility that they're going to be bumping her program up to the next level. So it's not just going to get ECUs or continuing education credits. It's going to get continuing education credits at a higher level. They're going to recommend it to another professional group that it can be part of the course umbrella that they take to get their needed continuing education courses for their lives. You know, that's huge. But that's because this young lady saw a need, and she not only saw a need, she applied herself to that need. She created a program that was her program. She didn't step out of her umbrella. She stayed within her umbrella, but she gave it everything that she could possibly give it. And because of that, it looks like she's going to get more than she bargained for in a positive. Most of us get more than we bargained for in a negative. But she's going to get more than she bargained for in a positive because of the fact that she did just what I'm saying. She took her energy, she took her profession, she took her passion and what she loves and applied it to what she was doing to it. When she presented it to someone else, they saw it in a phenomenal light. And the interesting thing is that each and every one of us have the ability to shine that brightly. Each and every one of us has the ability to glow that lightly. You don't have to be a business person. You don't have to write courses. But you can do it in your relationship. You can do it with your children. You know, most of us, we pit our children against each other. Instead of telling our children, hey, there's greatness within you. You are phenomenal. I can see great things coming at you. You want to compare them with the kid down the street. Well, guess what? If that kid isn't your kid, then that's not benefiting them. Pushing them against each other is not helping them. Looking to try to find the negative in a world of negative is not positive. Looking to try the positive in a world of negative. Now that's positive. Now that's doing something. Now that's living a life that is definitely of purpose, of substance. So as far as yes, you can. You can be anything that you want to be in your relationships, in your business, in the things that you're doing. And if the things that you're doing aren't things that help you grow, if they don't make you feel good when you do them, then you need to start slowly but surely positioning yourself so that you can step away without feeling the pain. You know, don't be like a lot of us. Work a job, work a job, work a job, and then after you've worked that job for years and years and years, knowing that it wasn't you, you then find that you have now self-sabotaged yourself. You were so negative on being there. You were so negative on doing the job. You were so doing just enough to get by, to keep a paycheck going, that psychologically, subliminally, you started positioning yourself to get kicked out of that job. So it's not that you're not any good as you used to be, but you're just, in some cases, not willing to go through the ridiculous nonsense that you've been going through because you accepted the job. You know, many years ago, I had a gentleman that used to work at the company where I was, and he had an alternative lifestyle. Okay, no biggie. I don't really care. What you do is what you do. Have happy. So I don't have a problem with that because that's his life, how he chooses to carry his life, as long as his choices don't infringe on mine, it's fine with me. I am not God. It's not my job to judge anyone. However, this gentleman wanted to be called by his stage name because he was a performer. So as a performer, his name was some Japanese name. And he didn't speak a lick of Japanese. He just liked the way that it sounded. So one day he got upset because I wouldn't call him by his stage name, which everyone else called him by his stage name, which was, of course, believed to be a female name. So what I told him was, I said, listen, if you really want me to call you by that name, this is what you need to do. What you need to do is you need to go to your local legal area, submit an application for a name change, come back, show me that, and from that point forward, I will call you by that name. But until then, I won't do it. So the guy kept on. He kind of got to be a pain in the butt. So finally, one day, I said, what is your name? I had heard what his name was, but I said to him, what is your name? So he told me what his name was. I said, okay. Well, I actually speak some Japanese and have done so for years. So when he told me his name, I said, okay, I have a deal for you. I will call you by the name you want me to call you. However, I'm going to call you what the American translation of that is. So he was like, well, that's fine. I said, okay, well, you do know that in Japan, most people that lived in certain prefixes were named after different actual distinguishing markings or areas or locations in that area. So it just so happened that his name meant wide opening. So we have a obviously gay man that didn't realize that the name that he picked Japanese-wise is a very pretty name. It's got a nice flow to it. But the translation meant wide opening. I don't think anybody wants to be called wide opening. So anyway, he ended up pulling that. But, you know, it's amazing to me when you deal with people how they will accept something, they will bring something into themselves or bring something into their belief pattern and really not understand what it means, really not understand what is involved in that, really not understanding what's letting come out of their mouths. And the same thing goes for negativity. You've got a lot of people that are very negative. You've got a lot of people that don't have anything positive to say, and they don't understand that that negativity is eating away at them. They don't understand that if that's what they were meant to be, then they should be giving it their all. And if they can't give it their all, as in doing it every day, then when they get to do it, they should be giving it their all as they're working to do their transition, as they're working to move on to their next level. You know, when it comes to networking, which I was talking about before, when you're networking with someone, your job is to do what? To get a VCP with them, right? Visibility, credibility for profitability. To learn to know, like, and trust that person. How do you get to know anyone? By shutting your mouth. By listening. Ladies and gentlemen, you will learn more by listening than you will ever learn by talking or speaking. All right? And I didn't come up with that quote. Someone else came up with that quote. So as we grow, as we evolve into our lives, as we move to the next step, let's give it our all. Let's stop wasting our time on things that don't matter, or should I say things that matter least for things that matter most. Let's start doing the things that matter most. Let's start looking at the things that make, that resonate with you, that make you flow, that bring you joy, and then take that joy and share it with someone else. Because then guess what? You'll be a role model. Hello, Lisa, how are you? You'll be a role model. You'll be a role model that other people want to be like. There's a lot of people out there with money, with status, with position, and you don't want to talk to them. You want to get as far away from them as soon as you possibly can to save your life. Why? Because they're so negative. They're so full of caca. There's so much trash coming out of their mouths, coming out of their actions. Everything that they do is negative. Those aren't the type of people that you want to be around. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think those are the types of people that you want to be. Because guess what? When that car breaks down, all of those people that looking at you driving that fine car, those are the same people who may not be driving a fine car, but they're passing you by. All of those people that you like to look up to you, they're really not looking up to you. They're just dealing with you. All of those people that are being nice to you, they're not truly being nice to you. They're actually just doing enough to not piss you off. Life is about living and living a glorious and amazing life. Life is about giving. Givers gain. I truly believe that. Do I always get what I think I deserve? Of course not. Does any of us always get what we deserve? Of course not. Should some of us get what we deserve? Oh, God, yes, they should. Why? Because there's some really negative people out there. But anyway, today is about you making the best of your today. And how do you do that? You do that by making up your mind today to become the person that you were meant to be. Not the person that your mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, or whoever said that you should be, especially if that wasn't what you want to be, but you being the person that you want to be. You know, a lot of us are walking around with a lot of negativity in us in the sense of self-hate, hate for other people, hate for the world that we live in, hate for our jobs. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't like somebody, stay away from them. But stop giving them power. Stop giving them energy. Stop taking that hatred, that misery, that negativity home. You guys have heard me say this before. Those of you that work for a company, stop smiling at the people at your job that don't give a rat's tail about you and giving the people that love you and care about you back at home crap. If you're going to give anybody crap, give the crap to those people at your job, at your position, or in your business that are pains in your butt and mean you no good. Ladies, gentlemen, those people that work with you in your cubicles, don't give a rat's tail. If your significant other dies tomorrow, you're going to get some flowers. You're going to get a couple of condolences. You may get maybe one or two people in there that are actually your friends. But the rest of those people, within a month, it's going to be business as usual, and you're going to be expected to hold the load like you've always held the load. And if you are so in grief that you can't, those same people are going to be the ones plotting to get rid of you because you are now not carrying the weight. Or in some cases, you are now not carrying their weight because they weren't doing their job originally and you were doing that. So each day, wake up, be happy, Have a smile on your face. Look forward to the day. Understand that all things come in time, but you have to take action to make those things come to reality. Be like the young lady I was talking about that has written a program, is going to get these ECU credits, and it's more than what anybody expected. You know, it may be more than what she expected, even though I'm almost 162,000% sure that this young lady is somebody that gives 100% in everything that she does. We all also have bad days. We all also have it when sometimes we think we're giving 100%, but we're not. But I think that she's probably got more than enough change in her pocket that if she falls short, there's a whole bunch of people probably standing in line saying, hey, I got you. Hey, I got that. Because this is somebody that, again, has been walking the walk and talking the talk and setting a good example. This is somebody that has been living a life worth living and is going to continue to do that for as long as breath is in their body. Yesterday may have been a bad day, but guess what? Now is brand new. Take advantage of your now. Stop worrying about your yesterday. Stop worrying about your tomorrow. And trust me, it's something that you've got to renew every day, every second of every day, and every week. Because, again, life is going to throw you some serious stuff. And for anybody that told you life is easy, they lied. Life is not easy, but you don't have to make it harder. Life is not easy, but you do not have to make it harder. So when your significant other gets home, give him a hug, give him a kiss, shock him, show him something different, okay? When somebody does something, thank them then. Don't thank them on their six-month or one-year review. Don't thank them because you feel good about it. Thank them right now. Be a person that lives in grace. Be a person that is thankful for every day that comes to them, understanding that, guess what, tomorrow is not promised. Stop looking to the sky and begging for forgiveness and start getting to know your neighbors. And I got a feeling that the person in the sky or the entity in the sky or the God in the sky will appreciate you even more than if you look up and say, oh, thank you, thank you. Because let's be honest. They already know how many paths are in front of you. They're just watching to see which ones are you going to choose. Are you going to choose the road less traveled, or are you going to choose the road that everybody's on? Are you going to take the scenic route and enjoy the view, or are you going to spend your life rushing and moving and running and not seeing any of life's beauty and life's glory that's in front of you? Are you going to help somebody, or are you going to turn your head? Because guess what? That person that you're speaking up to, they're looking down. So that means all of the evil and all of the unnecessary stuff and all of the negativity and all of that, they're seeing it. As somebody said to me once before, and I believe I read it in one of the books I read, if you think it, it's the same as you've done it. So if you're thinking negativity about your fellow man or fellow woman, then as far as the Almighty is concerned, you've already committed that crime. You've already committed that sin. So ladies and gentlemen, let's not commit those sins, and let's negate them with our actions. Let's not say something out of our – let's not say have something come out of our mouths but isn't coming out of our hearts. Let's be real and let's do real things. Let's be the people that we were meant to be and the people that we were put on this earth to be. You know, as someone said, God doesn't make junk. But there's a whole lot of people that like to stay in the junkyard. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I have a new book that's going to be coming out. It is called Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs. I have sent several of those books out to several people who requested a copy, and I thank them for that, and I hope that you'll look for that book. And again, all of my books are on Amazon. Just put in Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, at Amazon.com, and you'll see all of my books. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. And again, I look forward to being of service to you all, and I hope that this was also of service to you. My goal is to try to help as many people as I can, because guess what? The more of you I help, the closer I'm going to get to actually living my own dream, to finding my own reason for living. And I think my reason for living is to help as many people as I possibly can as I go through my life searching and finding my own why. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your Thank you for your patience, and I wish you and everyone in your world much success. Take care, be well, and God bless. Farewell.